Powder River. Powder River, the further adventures of Britt McMasters, United States Marshal, and his son Chad in Wyoming Territory along the mighty Powder River. Starring Jerry Robbins as Britt McMasters, Derek Allerood as Chad McMasters, Diane Capen as Andy Dolan, Joseph Zamparelli Jr. as Sheriff Dawes, Diane Lind as Millie, Dennis Cordell as Clay Tucker, and Lincoln Clark as Doc. Tonight's episode, On the Trail of the Bighorn.
I don't understand you, Marshal. General Custer practically calls you a coward to your face, and you don't say anything?
What's to say? Everyone's entitled to an opinion. I need to prove myself to him. I could care less what he thinks.
This is General Custer we're talking about. How could you turn him down?
Do you know what his record is like?
Yeah, he's a hero of the Civil War.
He also executed his deserters without trial and was court-martialed for it. And then he himself left his regiment without leave during a campaign against the Sioux because he wanted to visit his wife. Shoots his deserters, then rides 270 miles and left his men during a campaign. Do as I say, not as I do. Why do I want to serve with a man like that? Self-serving egomaniac.
Didn't hear about a lot of those things.
No, you wouldn't. The Army needed a hero, and he was it. I'll scout for the town. I'll fight Injuns if need be, and I'll die doing so, but not under his command.
Why didn't you say this to him when he said you were afraid?
Did you see the looks on Millie and Sandy? Not every day a legend sits down to lunch at Claremont. Nah, I decided to let it be and allow Custer to be Custer.
Well, your call.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Sheriff, I'm going to head out of here.
You have a good day.
Sheriff.
Marshal!
Howdy, Clay.
Headed out of town?
Yep, going home. Where are you headed?
Same direction. See up ahead? The 7th is there. Just out of town on the Cheyenne Road. Thought I could get another glimpse of the General.
I see.
You had lunch with him?
Yep.
What was it like?
Yeah, steak was a little rare. I think Millie was rushing.
No, I meant, what was he like?
Just about what you'd expect. Old war stories filled with adventure and heroics and very little modesty or humility. The ladies enjoyed themselves.
Sure wish I could have been there. He's a legend.
Yep.
There they are. Well, I'm gonna head off the road here and into the field and see if I can get a look at Custer.
You take care, Clay.
I will. Hey, isn't that Chad's horse over there by the tree line?
Where? Yeah, that's Thunder. I wonder what... Let's go, Sahara.
Can I help you, mister?
Yeah, where's the owner of that horse?
A kid, you mean? He's over with the general, down a ways by the trees.
Much obliged.
Soon. You there, on the horse, hold up there.
Whoa, Zara.
Whoa, Tracer.
That's as far as you go.
I want to see the general.
General is not to be disturbed.
You see this badge? United States Marshal. Get out of the way.
I'm coming with you.
If I can get you to scout the upper Yellowstone and the Tulloch Creek, I can have them scout further west by the Rosebud River.
I've been up there. Can't say I know it like the back of my hand, but I can see what's there and report back.
Spoken like a thoroughbred. You go see Sergeant Hughes and...
Chad.
Pa.
Go get Thunder. We've got work to do.
Pa, I was talking with General Custer. He needs someone to scout
go
the...
Go get Thunder.
All right, Pa.
Now you hold up there, boy. Mister, you're talking to one of my scouts.
You sign anything, Chad?
No, Pa.
Go get Thunder.
Sorry, General.
That boy agreed to scout for me.
He's my son, and I didn't agree to it.
He's old enough to make his own decisions. He's carrying pistols, that's all the decision he needs.
Pull in your horns, General. My son isn't going to go into a hornet's nest because you require information.
You seem to forget who you're talking to.
I know exactly who I'm talking to. That's why he ain't going.
Just because you're afraid doesn't mean your boy is. Why, I ain't never seen a bigger coward.
I suggest you get out of this heat, Custer. It's clouding your vision.
You're not a coward? I must have read you wrong.
What's a coward, Custer? A man who doesn't want his son on the butcher's bill? Or a man who shoots deserters without trial?
I could kill you for that.
Well, bear it in mind.
Yeah.
You ready, Chad?
Yeah, Pa.
You take care, kid. Maybe we'll see you again.
Maybe. Thunder.
I best get back to the office. Marshall? Chad? Come on, Tracer.
Clay. Do we need to talk about this? I guess so.
Do you know what it would mean to be a scout for General Custer?
Yeah, probably an early death.
Thank you for the confidence.
I have confidence in you. You know I do.
Sure don't seem like it.
Chad, Custer ain't asking you to track mountain lions in the hills. This territory is on the verge of what could be the biggest Indian war any of us have ever seen. The Sioux and Northern Cheyenne joining together. You don't have the experience to do what he's asking you to do. Where he wants you to scout, why, that's right in the thick of it. If you're spotted, you won't have a dozen Sioux in your hands, you'll have 100. Risky enough for an experienced scout, let alone a shave tail.
I'm old enough to do what I want.
Whoa, Zahara. Why do you want this so badly?
I don't know. I just do.
You don't know?
Custer's a legend. He was at the Battle of Yellow Tavern where Jeb Stuart was killed. He was a hero at Gettysburg. He turned the Reb cavalry there.
I was at Gettysburg, Chad.
You didn't do anything special.
In your eyes, probably not. But I was there. Custer led that charge and we all followed in after him. A lot of men died. Well, men dying everywhere in those 3 days. He did the right thing, but riding into that charge, Custer was thinking of glory. You could see it. I was thinking of my wife and a 4-year-old at home I hadn't seen in 2 years, wondering if I'd ever see them again. And when the charge was all over, I counted up all my friends who just died. Yeah, that's the price you pay in a war. It's a price you expect to pay. But you don't enjoy it. But Custer looked at all that carnage and found glory. He enjoyed it. I followed on that day and at Winchester and Cedar Creek. And that's why I can look you straight in the eye and say that you ain't gonna follow him anywhere.
Thunder.
Powder River forks with the Little Powder further north. We'll make camp there for the night.
Very good, sir. Look, riders coming in.
Looks like those reporters.
There are we all.
General Custer.
Miss Dubois. How nice to see you again, Miss Dolan.
General.
General, I would like to ride with your detachment.
Denied.
Denied? Why?
Miss Dubois. We are riding into hostile territory. It is no place for a woman.
I am a reporter. The Boston Mirror is a very large newspaper.
They should have sent a man.
General Custer.
I already have a reporter tagging along.
Who?
Mark Kellogg from the Bismarck Tribune.
The Boston Mirror would like its own perspective.
I will not have my movements second-guessed and under the microscope by reporters.
I don't second-guess. I report the facts.
Miss Dubois. It is impossible for a reporter to report a story and not add their personal feelings to it.
That is untrue. Did you tell Kellogg the same thing?
Kellogg has so far merely sent out reports on troop movements, after the fact. I also see his dispatches before they are sent.
Do you have something to hide, General?
Not a thing. My exploits and confrontations with President Grant have been well documented. There is nothing left to hide.
What do you plan on doing once you discover the Sioux and Cheyenne camp? Do you plan on attacking, or do you plan on forcing them back onto the reservation?
I will do whatever the moment dictates. This is beginning to sound like an interview. Now please ride on, Miss Dubois.
We should go, Abigail.
General, you are not known for your diplomacy. Would you say that you are aggressively seeking the enemy to attack them?
You are proving my case, Miss Dubois. You are putting words into my mouth.
No, General. I am putting your past history into perspective and applying it to the present.
And with that method of reporting, you think for a moment I would have you on this expedition? Ride on before I have you escorted back to Clermont.
Abigail, let's go.
General, I shall report on this campaign and I shall write of it as I see it.
That's all well and good, but you shall not do so from within my ranks. Good day, madam.
Come along, Abigail. Rio, here!
I'll report on this campaign, General. Yeah!
Of that I have no doubt. Sergeant Hughes?
Yes, General?
This trail here that veers off to the east. Take 6 men and follow it a few miles, then head north and join me at the rendezvous location at dusk.
Yes, sir. Section 1, first 6 men in column of 2. Left wheel!
Afternoon, Sandy. Abigail.
Millie.
Millie, could I trouble you to put together some rations that will last a few days on the trail?
Well, I suppose I could. You're leaving?
For a few days at least. I shall retain my room and leave most of my things there.
Abigail, are you out of your mind? Custer won't let you join his column. He'll never change his mind.
He doesn't have to. I shall observe from a distance.
Abigail, I don't think you fully understand what it's like out there. Why, the territory's in an uprising. The engines will be everywhere. You won't stand a chance.
I'll have a fast horse.
That won't matter when they surround you. Abigail, they can watch you for miles and you won't even know it. And then when you do see them, it'll be too late. There'll be no place for you to escape to. You don't have a chance out there.
I appreciate your concern, Sandy, but the Boston Mirror sent me out here to cover the Indian campaign, and that is exactly what I shall do. You're welcome to come along.
You know, I've lived out here my entire life. What's going on right now with the Sioux and Cheyenne? Well, it ain't never happened before. Ain't never combined camps before, and the way they left the reservation, well, something big's gonna happen. To go out there now, oh, it's suicide, Abigail. Is your life worth that? Just so people in Boston can read about it at breakfast?
Suicide? Sandy, do you think you're being just a bit dramatic?
No. If you go out there at this time, I would highly doubt you would ever come back.
Company! Halt!
Well, looky here. Howdy, kid.
Dorn, what are you all doing here?
Scouting the trail, then headed north. Didn't know there was a ranch out here.
Yep, ours.
Where's this trail lead to, boy?
Skirts the Powder, then crosses over to the Mizpah Creek, if you go that far. You'll be in Montana then. Or you can off-trail northwest, and you'll come to Sheridan.
I see.
Given any thought about coming along, kid?
My pa won't let me.
Where is he? Want me to talk to him?
As soon as we got home, he rode off, riding the fence to see what needs repairing. Won't be back till later.
Too bad, because we're headed out.
Where's Custer?
Sent us down this trail. Didn't know it came to a ranch. We're headed north now to rejoin the column. Why don't you come along? I bet I could get the sergeant to let me go out scouting with you. 2 riders are better than 1.
I don't know. My pa...
Think how proud he'll be when you come back a hero. Come on, kid. General Custer's gonna kick that cow Sitting Bull back to the reservation or into the happy hunting ground. How can you pass it up? You can't miss an adventure like this. Only happens once in a lifetime. Unhitch your horse and here, let's go. What do you say, kid?
All right.
Let's go, Dorn.
Come on, kid. We're riding into history.
Thunder, yah!
Sheriff?
Sandy. Something wrong?
The reporter who came in on the stage, Abigail Dubois.
Uh-huh.
She went out on the plains alone.
What?
She's determined to cover the Indian campaign. General Custer wouldn't let her ride with his command, so she headed out on her own.
Try to stop her?
She wouldn't listen. I figured she could make her own decisions, but, well, something big is brewing. We all sense it. I think we need to ride out there and bring her back. She won't listen to me, but you're the law. She'll have to return with you.
When did she leave?
About an hour ago.
North?
Yep. And there's another thing. She doesn't know the territory. She doesn't even have a map.
Don't need a map out there. There's trouble everywhere you look. Clay!
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, Sheriff?
Put rifles in the saddle holsters and extra ammo. We're riding out.
Riding out where?
North. To find Abigail Dubois.
But the engines... All right.
Glad you're with us, McMasters.
Glad to be here, General.
And to answer your question, yes. You can take Private Dorn with you. Now, I want you to ride up the Powder. Cross west to the Tongue River, then further west to the Rosebud Creek. General Gibbons is supposed to be in that vicinity. If you find him, you can reprovision. From there, make your way to the Yellowstone and scout west. I plan to be where the Tongue River crosses the Yellowstone around the second week in June. Scout as far as Billings, then return and report to me at the new camp. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Dorn?
Clear, General.
I can't afford to send any of my Crow scouts with you. I need them to scout the Tullet Creek and Bighorn River. Do you need anything at all?
Field glasses might come in handy.
Hughes, see to it.
Sir!
How are you set with ammunition?
I only got 2 pistols and 24 rounds.
Hughes, fit them out with a carbine and saddle holster.
Yes, General.
You have your orders. I'll write a dispatch for Gibbons should you meet up with him so you won't have any trouble drawing fresh supplies. I'll send it over to you before you leave. Now see to your mounts. You have some heavy riding ahead of you.
General.
Don't carbines jam up all the time?
Only when you use them over and over.
Well, that's what you do when you fight engines.
If we see any engines, we're going to skedaddle, not fight like Kilkenny cats.
We might not have a choice.
We can outsmart any engines we might come across.
There you go. Saddle holster and a carbine. Extra rounds in your saddlebag.
Much obliged.
You take care. Dorn, you just scout what you need to scout and get on back to camp.
Yes, Sarge.
Pony up and get out of here.
Let's head on out. Thunder! Yeah!
Yeehaw!
Been riding a spell, Sandy. What do you think?
We should have seen her by now.
We're headed towards the Tongue River, west. You think this is the way she came? What if she kept riding north?
We all agreed back there that her trail took this turn.
I thought so too, but I'm starting to doubt it. So many soldiers and engines riding out here. Could have been anyone.
No, remember we picked up that trail at the edge of town and followed it to where it turned west. It's Abigail, all right. She's out there someplace.
You want to keep looking? We're getting deeper into hostile territory.
We come this far.
Hold up a minute.
What is it? What is it, Clay?
On our left, there's another trail, and it's fresh. I'd guess 100 horses, maybe more.
100 horses? Could it be Custer?
Custer's headed north. Even if he sent a company out this way, it wouldn't be so many horses. He only had 100 men to start with.
Engines.
My guess is they spotted Abigail and are following her. Riding parallel and out of sight.
Hoping she'll lead them to something.
She's going the wrong way. She won't find anything at the Tongue River.
Probably lost.
Well, when something's lost, you gotta go find it.
Doc,
Sahara, yeah.
Riding the fence?
Yep. Headed back to the ranch. What brings you out this way, Doc?
I ran into Millie, and she said that she had these supplies for you. I guess Chad was going to pick them up and never did. So I put them on my wagon and thought I'd do the neighborly thing.
Thanks, Doc. You know, Chad and I had a difference of opinion regarding Custer, and I forgot all about the supplies.
Everything smoothed over now?
I don't think so. Custer wanted Chad to scout for him.
Oh, my.
My thoughts exactly.
You rightfully said no. It's one thing for exuberant youth to want to see the world and join the army.
It's quite another when your very first assignment is riding smack into the middle of the biggest Indian uprising the country's ever seen.
That's how I see it.
Well, here we are. Want the wagon by the barn?
Hold up, Doc. Oh, Zara.
Quite a few horse tracks. Come down over the old path in front of the ranch. Engines?
I don't think so. Riding in column. These were soldiers. Not many, but soldiers. Chad! Doc, I'm checking the house. See if Thunder's in the barn.
Right.
Chad!
Thunder isn't there.
House is empty.
Looks like they rode to the water trough by the barn, then they headed north.
And that's where I'm headed.
Wait a minute, I'm going with you. Let me unhitch Goldust. Got an extra saddle?
In the barn. You sure you want to go? Might get a little more than rough.
All the more reason you might need a little extra help. And my marksmanship is just the prescription you'll need.
Sun's almost down. So this here is the Tongue River?
Yep. We're supposed to cross and then move on to the Rosebud. I want to ride the riverbank a bit before we lose the light.
Wait. Hold up.
I see it. It looks like a single rider. Wear those field glasses.
Here. Let me look. It's a woman.
What?
Yeah. It's a woman. Ain't riding side saddle neither.
Thunder. Howdy. What are you doing out here?
Trying to find a cavalry patrol. I'm reporting on the Indian campaign.
Custer would be east of here.
You were the one who rode up the column this afternoon. You were with that other lady.
Sandy.
Sandy. Is she out here with you?
No, she stayed in Claremont.
And that's where you should be. What makes you think the general changes his mind if you find him out here?
How could he send me back? If I come this far, he'll have to let me stay with his command.
You don't know the general. He'll just assign a couple of troopers to escort you back to town.
Perhaps, perhaps not. That's funny.
What?
I thought I saw... I guess not. No, wait. There it is again.
What are you talking about?
Over there, at the top of the hill, I saw a flashing light, like a reflection of the sun. See it?
Yes. Now, in the opposite direction. Yep, another one.
You got a pistol, miss?
Dubois.
Yeah. You got a pistol?
I have a Derringer.
Keep the shot for yourself, just in case.
What are you talking about?
We're about to be ambushed.
What?
Those reflections are Indian signals.
You think they're just on this side of the river?
That's what I'm hoping.
What do we do?
On my signal, we make a run for it and cross the river and hope we can lose them.
I haven't swum in years.
Just hold the pommel of your saddle and hope your horse can. Signals stop. Time's up. Let's ride, kid!
Yeah, Thunder!
Yeehaw! Come on!
Yeah!
Must be 50 of them, kid.
Yep, hang on.
Come on, boy.
Come on.
Deep water. Gonna take time.
How you doing, Mr. Walk?
All right.
You hang on to that pommel.
I will. Trust me.
You're almost at the riverbank.
More paint feathers. I was wrong. There's more than 50.
Well, we found the general's Indians. Come on, Thunder.
They're in the river. Pulling us across.
We have to go faster. Faster.
Yeehaw!
Faster, Thunder. You gotta swim faster.
Adventure will continue next time on Powder River, starring Jerry Robbins as Britt McMasters, Derek Allerud as Chad McMasters, Diane Capon as Sandy Dolan, Joseph Zamparelli Jr. as Sheriff Dawes, Diane Lind as Millie, Dennis Cordell as Clay Tucker, and Lincoln Clark as Doc.
Tonight's guest stars were Tom Berry as General George Custer, Teresa Gonning as Abigail Dubois, Peter Kondrick as Private Dorn, and yours truly as Sergeant Hughes.
Powder River is written, produced, and directed by Jerry Robbins. Executive producer is Mark Vanderberg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Be sure to visit us on the World Wide Web at colonialradio.com. Join us again next time as the adventure continues along the banks of the mighty Powder River. This is Bill Hammond speaking.